Well, under the federal COVID-19 relief packages, the self-employed can now collect unemployment. Usually they're not eligible. Let's see how that's working in Michigan. Those in the personal care industry, like stylists, barbers, makeup artists, are among those who could benefit from this change. Kristen Snyder is a hairstylist in Ann Arbor. She started a change.org petition to raise awareness and funds for people in her industry. And Kristen, it's not as simple as it may sound for people like you to get unemployment. What's been your experience applying in Michigan?
Well, we were actually not able to even begin filing for unemployment until last week. So you can imagine it's been well into a month with no ability to file for unemployment.
Well, let's explain why. Michigan wasn't up and running, and many states aren't up and running with this new aspect of unemployment. You previously hadn't been eligible, and they kind of don't know how to do it right now.
That is correct. And this is an unprecedented thing. So yeah. I think the whole world is a little left behind and scrambling to come up with what to do next.
Yeah, no kidding. And yet we're seeing that states like Georgia opening up hair salons. What do you think about that? I mean, yeah, obviously you've taken a real gut punch, but would you open tomorrow and have people come in?
Well, so here's the funny part. As soon as the states mandate that we can open, we lose our eligibility for unemployment.
All right.
So for us, it's a matter of can we survive choosing to stay unemployed when our states open? And for many of the stylists that I've been talking to in Georgia, they are forced to go back to work because if they don't, they lose their benefit. And they are all very uncomfortable being there, a lot of them because the requirements and recommendations that the state has given out to stylists to open up their businesses and start working is similar to what nurses are wearing in doctors are wearing in hospitals to take care of COVID-19 patients. The amount of PPE that's required and recommended by the state for us to be working is a little bit strange to work in, and to find and source and pay for all on our own, which is, I have very strong opinions about because the healthcare system needs it more than we do.
Oh, what a catch-22. There seem to be so many of them. So you're saying if the state does mandate that you open, you would jeopardize your unemployment. You would go back not really sure of how you could keep things safe because you don't have the equipment right now, the PPE. And I can't even imagine you feeling safe, even with PPE. You work so closely with people. And by the way, would people come in?
I think that there are a handful that I could say absolutely if I were to open tomorrow, they would be there with bells on. I think that there would be a very big struggle, however, to maintain paying things like my salon rent and supplies to do that, because I do think that more people would stay home than not at this point.
No. In the meantime, do you worry that after all this is over, we'll be in a different world?
It will be a slightly different world for a while. I know we're all really used to bustling salons on a Saturday morning, and I think for the foreseeable future, it's going to look much different. It's going to be much more of a one-on-one experience, waiting in your car for your appointment, and potentially washing your own hair, depending on the service you're having, because that's so far what some of the guidelines have looked like for us potentially to reopen.
Wow. Well, you know, we're on a lighter note. We are hearing about, you know, hairstylists, again, who have very close relationships with clients, dropping off packets of hair color, and here's how you do it. But what tips do you have? Because we're also hearing about women saying, you know what, across the board, I'm letting the gray go. I'm letting the hair grow. I'm the heck with my nails. That women are not doing things like this. Do you have tips for women who maybe, you know, would like to do something themselves?
For me, for instance, there are a few people I have that go blonde from pretty dark, and I would never in a million years want them to try and do their own hair. That would be a disaster. So the best thing to do is to reach out to your stylist to see what things you could do comfortably. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's a lot of ponytails that we suggest. I know it's hard.
Well, and compared to the big picture, it's really not that, you know, it's not that big a deal. And I just want to say that I would recommend, if you haven't tried a haircut before, try it. I did a couple. It makes you very close with someone, like, you know.
I may or may not have walked my best friend and her teenage daughter through cutting 12 inches off of their hair. That was through a Zoom meeting, no less.
Well, I would
with
just
a pair
say,
of kitchen scissors.
Oh, kitchen scissors. Oh, my God. I hope they were sharp enough. And by the way, I would just say, if you're cutting a guy's hair, and I was, if you're cutting up around the ear, just pull the top of the ear down.
You're learning so many things.
Less room for error.
That's how you're, yeah, less ears on the floor. That's pretty much how that works.
That's Kristen Snyder, a hairstylist in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Kristen, thank you so much for filling us in. Thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Your hair stories, leave them at hearandnow.org.